Hi, welcome to the 12th House Podcast. I'm Michelle, your co-host and the head witch in charge here at Holisticism. Delighted to have you. Welcome back to the squirrels who have been here before, to our new squirrels. Hi, how's it going? The 12th House Podcast is a little corner of the internet where we bring together creativity, inspiration, intuition, spiritual shit, the metaphysical, the practical, tactical stuff that comes to running a business. And we bring it to you so that you can do your sacred work, so you can self-actualize, so you can be the biggest you could possibly be. It's really fun. You're going to like it, I think. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the 12th House Plus. I'm Michelle, your friendly podcast host, and I am oh so grateful for you. We need something, we need like a term of endearment for the plussers. I feel like plussers is a little close to fluffer, and I don't love that. Plussies, maybe? The plus ones? I don't know. But how about you write in and you tell me what you would like to be called? How about our favorites? To our favorites. Thanks so much for being a patron of the 12th House Plus podcast. When you are a patron, that means that you get extra episodes every month. One little, you know, hot goss, behind the scenes, green room check-in, and one mini audio course. And I am today delivering the mini audio course. It's going to be fun. Can I give you a little bit of like what's going on behind the scenes at Holisticism first? Because I'm not going to lie to you, I've tried to record this episode a couple of times and I have been foiled, even to the point where I like sat down and I talked for 15-ish minutes and then had to be interrupted. And you know, that's fine. There must be a reason. But things happening at Holisticism, we are squarely in the last quarter of the year from a business perspective. Oh my God, such good shit is happening in the North Node right now. We just finished our shadow work challenge around money and the breakthroughs are breaking. They are breaking through right now. It was really powerful. It's so incredible to see what people come up with and what begins to sort of the things that break down really quickly, kind of like a sandcastle when it gets hit with water, and the things that take more time, more like a stone wall that gets hit by water over time, that eventually kind of like it crumbles. When people really put their whole bussy into shadow work, like the shifts are immediate. And that's not like better or worse than people who are kind of like pussyfooting around the shadow work, which is pretty much always me. I'm always like, I want to go deep, but not that deep because that's scary, or like I have to function. but I'm just always impressed when people are like able to go the distance, and it's crazy what happens. Like people write in and tell me, oh, I landed my first job that's over $100,000. Oh, I just got funding for my movie. Oh, I realized that I had like money in this account that I hadn't looked at in a really long time, and it's just grown and appreciated. Or like I started an Acorns account and I forgot about it because I deleted the app and now I have like a ton of money in savings. It's just really cool. I just like it. Or the things that are like maybe less related to money, like 5 clients just booked with me without me sending an email out, or I just sold out of my product, or this huge store wants to carry this thing that I've been making that I've just been selling online and it came out of nowhere. All that stuff is just kind of comes through when you do shadow work. It's yes. So interesting. So that's part of what we're doing on the North Node. It's a quarter, I should say, about abundance and ease. So we have some more good stuff in November and December. And yeah, I'm also just planning out the end of the year. You know, this year was kind of like, what's going to happen? Because I had Rhodes, I had my son, and I've never had a baby before. So I didn't really know what to expect time-wise. And usually I plan out the entire calendar year using our circular sales calendar. And I'm pretty aggressive with launches and new products and projects and stuff like that. And this year has really been scaling back on a ton of projects and a ton of products, like actually taking some products totally offline. And who knows if they'll come back or not. But I just wanted to like double down and focus on the things that are most interesting and exciting to me and that I see the most movement in my students with, and that are the least stressful to run, I should say. So the last quarter of the year, we don't really have like a ton happening other than creators cashing in. We didn't have a ton on our calendar, and just sitting down to like look at, well, how are we going to spend our time? What can we do? What would be fun has been so interesting. So we're going to, I think, I'm pretty sure we're going to host an event, a live event that is going to be on Zoom. And I'm going to go back to my spiritual roots and probably going to teach a class on either the Akashic Records, where we'll all open the Akashic Records together, or maybe Matrix of Destiny and archetypes. But we're still feeling it out. So if you have a strong preference one way or the other, just let me know. Hit me up. Hit Holisticism up on Instagram. But that's kind of what's happening over here. Also working on Spaces, which is this other totally separate thing, has nothing to do with Holisticism. But I just had this idea for this. Maybe I'll talk about this on another podcast episode, although it may not be related or interesting at all to people because it is totally separate from Holisticism. But I just had the urge for the first time in my life to make a physical product. And I think this is just me. I have said, oh, I think I could write a book, and thought about writing a book for so long. But literally nothing about writing a book gets me excited. It just sounds like such a slog. And there are people, like talking to Liz Tran at Reset, she loved writing her book. Like, she wanted to write it. She was excited about it. And I have never felt that way. I've actually gotten a book deal before or an offer for a book deal. And TBH, I just kind of like ghosted the person who gave me the offer because I just couldn't think of something that I was like, yeah, I'd really love to dedicate the next basically like 2 years of my life to this concept. And I still wanted to make something physical that like people could hold in their hands, but I didn't want it to be wasteful. Anyways, I came up with this idea for this thing that I really want. I don't know. I feel like when you make the stuff that you want, that you would buy, like you kind of can't be unhappy about it. Cause even if it doesn't do well, you're like, well, I wanted this thing. So I kind of made it for me. Anyways, that's what Spaces is. I don't want to bore you with it because maybe you don't care. Maybe you do. If you do care, let me know and I'll do a whole episode on like from ideation to conception to what kind of like plan is right now. But anyway, actually, I guess it has a little bit to do with today's topic. This mini course, I wanted to title it something that would get you frothy. What astrology, archetype journeys, manifestation cults, glossier, and your future million-dollar idea all have in common. So when we launch anything, a product, a business, a service, a community, anything that has followers, fans, or customers, it needs to have two things, an op-ed or a perspective and a shared meaning-making system. And I think that people often mistake having a brand or a brand guideline or a brand voice as these two things. And they are not the same thing. And I get why it's easy to make that mistake. Totally easy to make that mistake. I've made that mistake. Companies I've made for, I've made that mistake. Lots of people make that mistake. What usually ends up happening is we end up coming up with our op-ed or our perspective and our meaning-making system as we're like building the thing. Kind of, what's that saying? Building the airplane as you fall off the cliff, as you go off the edge of the cliff, building the airplane in the air. There's nothing wrong with that. You can totally do that. Just know that you're going to have to do it. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it would be helpful for us because I think this is a missing piece for a lot of people that they intuitively kind of understand, but they haven't necessarily articulated or like done full out, like actually spent the time to do, is really write this stuff down. Like investigate what your perspective or op-ed is and investigate your meaning-making system or your framework. And when you have those two things, I think it's almost impossible to fail as a coach or a consultant or as a small business owner or as someone who makes products or as someone who's trying to start a revolution or a community or, I don't know, insert the thing that you want to do here. So I guess, you know, in a way, making this new product Spaces, I totally started from here. I absolutely started from these two options, these two things. And I think it's made the process so much more fun. And also it's been really clarifying for me. Before I get into it, these two things, how we come up with them. Let me tell you about my experience at Holisticism, building Holisticism. I knew that I needed to have a brand voice. I knew that I needed to have a visual identity as a brand, right? I knew that I had to have a quote unquote niche or something to talk about. And I kind of knew that, like, especially as a copywriter, I needed to define myself by what I am and also by what I am not. So when I actually first started Holisticism, the most helpful exercise for me was what we are not. We are not Goop. We are not the New York Times Well section. We are not a wellness blogger with a super, I don't know, blown out exposure on Instagram. We are not a wellness spa. Just kind of like saying what I wasn't, because sometimes you need to bounce up against what you're not to define what you are, especially when you first get started. And also by identifying what you're not, that's a good indicator of what you stand for and what you don't stand for. So it helps you find a bit more nuance in your perspective and in your meaning-making system, how you understand the world. If I had to go back in time, I probably would do it again the same way because I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really know why I was starting this thing. I just knew that I had to make it and I didn't know what it was going to end up being. And I had no idea how to monetize it. So I needed to go through that process. But if you already know how you want to monetize the thing, if you already have a business idea or a product idea or a service idea, then this is for you. And if you don't, that's okay too. Let these ideas brew. Okay, that was a preview of the 12th House Plus content. Just a little sneaky snack. If you like that, if you want more, if you want to hear the whole story, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts at the very top of the page where you would subscribe in general for the podcast. It's $5.99 a month, and we'd love to have you.